Our next item is, again, another exciting project that I learned of, a program that I learned of last year. And communications being what they were, we were unable to present this item last year. But I think it's an exciting program to fill in some of the gaps in service that exist. Yesterday, at the town meeting, the idea of computers for those who did not have commission cases was raised. And the commission, I know the constraints that the commission operates under, and the answer was what it had to be. Brian had to say, no, we can't do what you asked. I've learned of a place where that is possible. And oh my goodness, we adjourned early again. I guess we did. Isn't it? Yeah, I know. Isn't it great how when I get quiet? Yeah, there we go. Anyhow. No, we're not going to blame Linda for that one. I've learned of a program which will provide computer training and computers. And it's right nearby here, but it's also nearby anywhere. Because in this day and age with transportation, it's only around the corner. I'd like to give you, for whatever he chooses to say, Communicating Computers, Lou Colesso from Rochester. Originally from New York, I'm told.
Silenzio, silenzio. Per favore. He's my age, I'm heavier, actually. I was brought up in Brooklyn. I went to Brooklyn Tech. And then I went to work for years for AT&T. Now, I have an occupation that I love, something that really interests me, and I hope will interest you. About years ago, I founded a Communicating Computers for the Blind Foundation. It's a 501c3, that is? Exactly, charitable educational facility. This facility is run in Park. You'll have your beautiful and very talented wife, Alessio. I was a telephone. Anybody knows who the telephone pioneers of America are? They used to fix the cassette players and stuff like that. But what they do now is hold computers and rehabilitate them. And then they give them to us to give away free. Now, we give away free laptops. We give away free training. And we give away free room and board in our home for 12 days, 2 weeks. And everything's free. Everything's free. However, we do not take any students or any clients who might be part of a ongoing federal, state, or county program. In other words, if you're entitled to an education, by God, get it. We take care of the, I don't like to say leftovers, but people who have didn't have the grace of being born into the computer revolution. You know, older people like myself. In fact, we just had a man from Syracuse, 80 years old, took the course. We had a lovely lady from Bangladesh, 64 years old, took the course. We had another guy, 75, took the course. We also did some work in South Dakota. You've heard of South Dakota? Yes. South Dakota is very funny. It has 700,000 people in the whole damn state. So, you know, you talk about contrasting Brooklyn and South Dakota. We have more people in one corner than they did in the whole state. We essentially take you into our home for 2 weeks. We have a lovely home in Irondequoit. We just purchased it. It has a private bathroom, private sitting room, bedroom, and then we have a large, couple of large classrooms. We do one-on-one. There's no two, three, four, five. It's one-on-one. with this lovely and talented teacher, Ariana. There are no paid employees. How about that? Everything we do is voluntary. There's no salaried positions, golden balloons, you know, none of that stuff. Everything's free. We do it out of the goodness of our heart. Now, I don't know if any of you, I went blind at 65, totally blind. And I can't begin to tell you the impact that learning computers has on a blind person. For you sighted people, you know, you got a private life. You get private mail. You read the books you want. You do anything you want. Blind people have to suffer the graces of sighted people to get what they want, usually. With the computers, we allow you to write your own checks, read papers. I get the New York Times every morning delivered to my desk via the internet. You can't beat that. If you want to get in touch with us, the name is Kaleso, C-A-L-E-S-S-O. You can look us up in the...
we have your information on our registration table. Please feel free to take it.
Okay. And we welcome all inquiries. We also welcome... we do fundraising, but there was enough fundraisers here today. Thank you.
Amen, Father.
Well, we also expect gifts from heaven, Father. But seriously, the one thing, believe it or not, our old laptop computer. That's the executive director talk. And with that, I think the microphone over to her. Brianna Kaleso, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Whoops. Well, hello. Fancy meeting you here. Okay. All right. Good afternoon.
Hey.
This has been a lot and a lot of information, and there's a lot of brain power here. Let me tell you, I think it's phenomenal. My name is Leso. I've been blind all my life. At this point in my life, I am totally blind. I had a little bit of sight till I was 35, and a little bit meaning color, light, shadows, not faces, but some of you guys know what I'm talking about. And then I ended up being totally blind. And if anybody would have told me as a young person, someday you'll go totally blind, you're crazy. But you know what? Because if anybody would have told me in 1997, when Lou and I went to school, computer school in South Dakota, that I would be teaching people to use computers, I would have said they're crazy, because I never thought I'd be doing this. But here I am, and loving every minute of it. And I must tell you that as far as intricate technology is concerned, and many of you know exactly what I'm talking about, we really don't go into technology certainly as deeply as Voc Rehab would. But what we do is, as Lou said, we mostly have older people, seniors. I do have my student, last student for this year is coming November 1st, and she's 44 years old, has never used a computer, very excited about doing it. And so we do have younger students, but the majority of those that we do work with are seniors. And of course, as many of you, and I know, I'm sure that many of you out there are computer users, am I correct?
Computer users, say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, I figured that. So I'm kind of talking to the choir here, but anyway, it's okay.
Maybe not. Non-computer users, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, there's some, all right. Listen up, guys. Okay. And of course, for seniors, for all of us, any of us who started out in the beginning when we first started using a computer, how intimidating was that? I mean, you just, you know, I can understand it because I know how it was for me. And so, though our course is very intense, I mean, you figure out it's 2 weeks. We give at least 40 hours of lessons. If the person, if the student can take more time, because the day is long, but if they can do it, I'll give them more. But at least 40 hours of computer training. Each lesson is recorded as we do it. And this, for us, is a ministry. Father, by the way, it is a ministry. And by the grace of God, we're able to do it. And it's only through God's help and God's leading that we're doing it. So, so we teach, actually, we teach how to use a screen reader, how to read, how to do email, how to go on the net. And depending on what the student's interest is pretty much where we, spend a good bit of the time in the lessons. I kind of feel them out, and I go along with their learning speed. When they leave, are they going to be able to do everything that maybe you and I do? Well, some of them may, but not all. And the reason that we do record is because when they go home, they can go over those lessons and they can repeat them. We are always there for tech support. And if anything happens to their computer, then either they can return them and we will have them fixed, or we will replace them because we have supplied. I can't tell you what a joy it is. Now the first is just, in many cases, total confusion, some intimidation. They think they'll never learn. And by the second week, things start to gen. When that happens, it is just absolutely, I can't tell you what that's like. It's just stupendous. So this is a little, without my speaking too much, because it's been a long afternoon and I don't want to hold you back, without, you know, the privileged ones, and if anybody does have any to ask, that's fine.
Let's get this straight. So you pay the patient to your home.
Correct.
But once they're there, the computer and all the lessons are free?
Absolutely. Free.
Food
free.
To stay, right? Okay.
Yep. We have a beautiful room, fully private room. They have their own private bath. The room has a sitting room. We have a beautiful living room. It's a very large house. So there's plenty of room.
How does the computer get back to their house?
They take it home with them. It's a laptop.
Oh, it's a laptop.
We use laptops now because too much bulk, you know. So we basically use laptops.
Okay.
So
they go home with the computer.
And they go home with the computer. If they have questions.
Tell me the downside.
Oh yeah, what about tech support? What if they
ongoing.
Ongoing
tech support.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's the downside?
The downside is not enough people know about it.
Well, I really personally want to thank you and Mindy and everyone and Mike for having Lou and me here to speak before you, because it is a privilege and it is an honor. And all I ask of you people that are here, even those who do use computers, if you know of somebody who would like to have computer lessons, please have them call us and we can talk with them. Basically, what the people that we do teach are people that would use speech, a screen reader with speech.
There's no money for the people that we deal with.
That's right.
No, there's not.
That's
there's
right.
Not.
We have doesn't have to pay anything for the people that we
You folks are meeting a need that the commission is unable to meet.
Yes, and this is not only in New York State, Carl. It's all over the nation. It is. Absolutely.
Well, I'll recognize names in 1 second. I suspect there are some people here who are interested. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Okay, I got questions. I heard people calling Carl, but the only name I heard out there that wasn't Carl was Will Webb. So Will Webb.
Will Webb was one of my students. Are you here, Will?
That's what I...
Oh, Will, yay! Woo! All right. How you doing?
I told you that I would twist Carl's arm to get you posted on this convention agenda. I think there was one other thing that you emphasized too, that the individual had to be totally blind, could not see the use of the screen. Is that not correct?
Yes, as long as they cannot see to read the screen. Because we do not teach with magnification programs, we only teach with screen readers with speech.
And I also want to emphasize the accommodations that you did have. They're not only a private bedroom and a living room and a bath, but they are spacious. This mansion that they own was originally owned by a clothier in Rochester. And it's just a beautiful overall lawn and surrounding territory, too.
So, Will, you were a student.
I was a student. I went through the 2 years of that. And
it seemed like 2 years.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. And two weeks. And one of the first thing that Ariana told me was she was going to fry my brain. So let me tell
and
you,
I
she did.
Did.
Yes.
It's
nice seeing.
I am going to take Linda off the email list in the group and put you right.
No.
No.
Whoa! Is Linda here, Will?
Yes, she is.
Hi, Linda.
Oh,
good. It's good to see you guys.
Right.
Thanks for
practice more.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Well, remember.
I hear you.
I remember fried brains.
Yes. Yes. Not fried brains. Fried brains.
That's the Bankmobile.
And yeah. One other thing. Since last night, you are not being threatened by that Dallas operation that we had at your house with Lou supporting the Yankees.
Did you have to go there?
Okay. Other questions before Lou? We'll get back. Other questions?
Okay.
What comes on the computer? How recent is the? And you know what? What programs do you tailor it to the individual's needs as far as what programs you teach?
I have to tell you, we are not using the latest, greatest. We are using, we are 2003, Outlook Express, Internet Explorer 8. Is that a good enough answer to your question?
She's not running Windows 95, Joyce.
No. No, we're not that bad. It depends. In some cases, JAWS may be on the computer because it was on the computer. It depends. There's also NVDA. There are free screen readers. So it depends what's on the computer and what's available to us.
And how much people donate.
How much, yeah. Yeah. And Father, by the way, are you still here, Father John? I am. And Xavier Society reader, although problems getting Braille materials, I mean books. I do get the mass print. I've been a lecturer.
Solve the other problem.
All right. And I thank you again for having us and for just allowing us to be here with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Carl.
Thank you so much.